The Louisiana Association for the Blind is in Washington this week to meet with members of Congress on ways to improve the employment outlook for people who are blind. LAB's Nan Magnus was chosen for a two-year program to lobby on behalf of people who have little or no sight. Magnus directs the LAB's Low Vision Rehabilitation Center in Shreveport. She says she will tell her story about career achievement while being legally blind. She hopes that her experiences can influence public policy on Capitol Hill.
I'll be learning a lot about how Congress works and the bills there may be, you know, being looked at and what might need to change. And whatever I can do to help it change, I want to do it.
The National Industries for the Blind selected 14 advocates from across the country. They'll focus on furthering legislation that helps the blind achieve gainful employment. Shelley Taylor is the president of the Louisiana Association for the Blind. She says nearly 70% of working-age blind people are unemployed.
It is one thing for me to sit in front of Senator Mary Landrieu and say, blind people really need jobs because I have 20/20 vision. But for Nan to go with us to Capitol Hill and say, I'm living proof of what can happen if you just give us an opportunity.
Magnus says she will take regular trips to Baton Rouge to meet with state lawmakers and incorporate the NIB's advocate work into her job.